Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Vion Corporation on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Every week, Federal News Radio interviews CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes.
I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Jonathan Albaum, the CIO of the Food and Nutrition Service in the Agriculture Department. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Let's start with some basics. Obviously, a lot of people are familiar with USDA, but I'm not sure if people are as familiar with the Food and Nutrition Service. What's the mission of the Food and Nutrition Service?
The Food and Nutrition Service is a small but mighty agency in the Department of Agriculture. We have really a tremendous mission. Our job is to help needy people eat better through a variety of nutrition assistance programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, which was formerly known as the Food Stamp Program, a special nutrition program for women, infants, and children that you might know as the WIC program, the school lunch program, the school breakfast program, and a variety of other nutrition assistance programs that help lots of people. And, you know, an interesting or an important fact, I guess, is that there are now more than 40 million people that utilize the SNAP program. And as a result, our programs are more important than ever. There's a greater need than there's ever been before. You know, in addition, my job helps support the Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion, which is another organization within USDA. And along with FNS, CNPP works very hard to promote nutrition education through a variety of programs like the Food Pyramid and our signature website, mypyramid.gov.
Ah, the Food Pyramid, something that all kids learn about and love. I need more bread. I need less sugar. So you got to make that electronic, interactive, right?
Yep, it already is. There's a lot of great materials that are available on mypyramid.gov, information on healthy eating plus a variety of interactive tools to help people manage their diets, to track the foods they eat, to track their physical activity and whatnot. And we have a lot of plans to improve those and to bring them in line with the latest dietary guidelines that the agency recently released for public comment.
And obviously you mentioned the SNAP program. That obviously went electronic benefits recently, well, recently in the last decade or so.
It occurred over a course of probably close to 20 years, but it's one of the things that has really improved our ability to monitor the SNAP program, to have be able to provide assurance that there's less fraud, that reduces the stigma that people used to feel if they were using a paper coupon. You know, a DBT card looks like a credit card, and if you're using it at a grocery store, you know, it's going to be so obvious. People are not afraid to be part of the program or see if they qualify for it. The EBT has really reduced the stigma.
I was going to say, that's probably one of the first ones that went electronic in terms of from a benefit standpoint. We've seen the big push from OMB and now Treasury to make all benefits from the government electronic, and this is probably a pretty good model.
That's right, and we're taking what we've learned as it relates to SNAP EBT, and we're working very hard with our state partners to figure out how to apply those same principles to the WIC program and bring WIC electronic too.
Very interesting. I'm sure we're going to get to that when we talk about your priorities in a little bit. But let's talk about you as the CIO and supporting that broad mission. I mean, they just did a small but mighty agency, and you have a lot of really important and key programs that technology, I'm sure, is a big part of. So how do you support all those mission areas?
My Office of Information Technology, first and foremost, we're focused on making the agency more efficient. We're trying to use IT to ensure that with the limited resources that we have, we can meet the giant mission the agency has. So I have, you know, a real focus on things we can do to make the agency work better. I always, when I have, you know, when I talk about how we work in IT, I always talk first about information security, because if we cannot keep the information that we have on our customers or recipient safe and secure, and we can't protect the agency's data and networks, we're not going to be very successful with anything else that we do. So first and foremost, we have to think about security. Then, obviously, like in many IT organizations, a requirement to make sure that our employees have, you know, basic IT services so they can operate effectively, good computers, email, a robust network and whatnot. And then what I personally like doing the most is working with our programs to automate business functions that can really improve the way they operate and make them more efficient, more effective. And that there's really a great opportunity for the agency to do a lot more with a lot less.
You have a foot in both doors. You have the operational side. It seems like you have a foot in that door. And you have a foot in the door of the strategic side as well, because as you said, you make sure the computers are working, the network's robust, but also helping the business areas automate certain functions. How would you spend most of your time if you give a percentage?
I'm probably more operationally focused at this time. I'd say it's about 60-40, but it used to be 80-20 operation and strategy, and it's moving. And my goal is to get it the operations piece, you know, where I as a CIO have to focus on it less, and I'm much more strategic focused. I mean, we've been able to make that change because we've introduced some new technologies, and we've been able to bring on some really great resources, some excellent employees that have made my job as a CIO a lot easier because I don't have to dig into the weeds to find out or to determine that email is working properly or the network is working. We have very capable people, and that gives me the opportunity to be more strategic focused.
Do you have a preference? Did you grow up, if you will, on the operational side, or are you a techie, or are you more of a management?
Well, my background was application development, and I grew from developing systems into more of a project management, program management sort of role. So I like the systems development aspect of things. I've always really enjoyed that piece of it. Operations was something that I really had to come to learn and appreciate when I came to the Food and Nutrition Service and moved into the deputy CIO role first, and then CIO role. I mean, we have to be able to operate as an agency. And that was made very clear to me on day one, and I took a crash course on operations. But that wasn't my background to begin with, but I've learned quite a bit about it. And not that I don't like it, but I would rather have my time be more focused on the systems development, the automation, those things, because that's really where we can use IT to make the agency a lot better.
Interesting. A lot of CIOs I talked to for this show say very similar things. They grew up on the tech side, and they had to turn themselves to both think from the operational standpoint, but also the more strategic standpoint. You mentioned your office. You've recently brought in, or you have some really great people. Talk about how your office is set up, number of employees, federal versus contractors. How's your infrastructure set up, centralized, decentralized, hybrid, IT budget for 2010? Give us a whole picture of your office.
The Office of Information Technology that I'm responsible for is organized around three major functions. You know, we have, as I mentioned before, information security is a priority, and we're very focused on information security. We have a chief information security officer who has a staff that reports to me. We have what I call technology division, which is operations, IT infrastructure, those kinds of things. And we have a portfolio management division where I have a director that's focused on all of our application development projects, project management, capital planning, and general sort of investment management issues. We actually have staff that are located in our headquarters office in Alexandria, Virginia, as well as staff in our seven regional offices, which gives me a great ability to not only be able to support staff that are working in a regional office in Boston, say, but I can take those same staff who might be, you know, very talented in an area of IT and direct them to some agency-wide IT project, as opposed to have to rely just on, you know, the staff that might be in our office here. So we have a model that I think is working and has, you know, really a great benefit to the agency. We're less reliant on any one person in any one location to be able to perform an IT function. We have about 70 employees in total, and like most agencies, we rely on contractors to fill some gaps. I think if I had to sum them up, we probably have about 30 on-site contractors. And then obviously we have, you know, contractors that help support our systems or help us with building new systems. And from an infrastructure perspective, you know, with that geographic disbursement I mentioned, we have, you know, traditionally had a more decentralized infrastructure model. But in the past few years, we've taken the various email systems that we were running, and we've consolidated to one agency-run email system, cut down on the number of servers we have in those different offices, you know, take advantage of virtualization technologies, and cut down on the, you know, sort of the server footprint that we have, which works well for a variety of reasons, but it makes things easier to manage, is more green and whatnot, and gives us a, you know, better handle on what we're operating. So we're moving more from decentralized to a centralized model. We're probably more of a hybrid right now, just because of where we are in the continuum. But, you know, we're also very committed to things like data center consolidation, working with the Department of Agriculture's data centers and taking some systems that we have and getting them out of computer rooms at our agency or at, you know, third-party hosting facilities and getting them centrally located. I think that we can see a lot of efficiencies as we do that and save some money and, again, become a little more green, which is important to the agency.
And real quick, your IT budget roughly for 2010?
Probably a little bit over $40 million.
Okay, so not huge, but obviously a little bit there for, I know a lot of vendors listen to the show that they so they can perks their ears up a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you mentioned a lot of good things and probably a lot of priorities in there, like virtualization, like data center consolidation. But we're going to take a break. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Jonathan Albaum, the Chief Information Officer of the Food and Nutrition Service at the USDA.
Data is exploding in growth, usage, and retention. Count on it, and count on Vion to manage your organization through that change. Vion's file service solutions allow you to manage all platforms with an integrated management approach. This enables you to consolidate, protect, search, and archive unstructured data. With powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion will help you regain control of your IT environment. To learn more about Vion's file services, visit Vion.com. That's Vion.com. When it comes to your company's disaster recovery, business continuity, and virtualization plans, ask the experts. Vion Corporation. With a 29-year track record in assured computing, Vion puts customer needs first as a hardware and systems integrator. With a team of dedicated engineers and powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion's customers know their data is protected, secure, and recoverable. Visit Vion.com to learn more about high-performance network-attached storage and content archiving. That's Vion.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Jonathan Albaum, the Food and Nutrition Service Chief Information Officer. Now, Jonathan, before break, we talked a lot about your mission of the Food and Nutrition Service, how you supported a CIO, how your office is set up, and you mentioned a couple things, virtualization, data center consolidation. I imagine those are among some of your top priorities over the next 6 or 9 months. Give us some insight in terms of what you're trying to accomplish.
We have a decentralized model, as I talked about, and you know we're working closely with the department on how we can manage those resources a little bit better, and hopefully, you know, get some of our systems, really, really critical ones, into a more formal data center, a USDA enterprise data center, which gives us, you know, better backups. It gives us, a more robust network, probably. It gives us the chance to save some money, hopefully, too. So, you know, we have that certainly as an initiative over the next few months. We've been working on this for a while, but I think we'll begin seeing some results from it in mid-2011. So from an infrastructure perspective, that's really important to me. When I think about security, I'm very interested in moving our security posture from compliance to more of a continuous monitoring point of view. Yeah, I don't think we'll ever get rid of the compliance aspects of information security, but we need to have, you know, I think just generally more of a focus on doing the things that real-time help us understand when we have a problem with one of our systems or where we might be having an outbreak of a virus or some kind of attack. And, we're looking at different ways to be more focused on continuous monitoring. And that's in concert with the department again, too. I'd like to think that we're helping to lead some initiatives that, you know, other USDA agencies will be able to take advantage of over time. When I think about applications and things that we're doing there, we have a lot of great systems development projects and other efforts that can have a huge value for the agency. One that I'd like to talk about is the system that we use to monitor the EBT transactions. We talked about before the SNAP program, all the benefits are electronic. Well, you know, that certainly cuts down on fraud, but it creates the opportunity for different kinds of fraud. So for years, we've had a system that looks at those transactions and looks for patterns and determines if something suspicious might be going on. We're working on the next generation of that system, which has potential to make the monitoring process even more robust. And we're looking at how we can integrate some GIS technologies into that process, as well as look at that data in a variety of ways to hopefully, you know, find patterns of fraud even faster. We're also working closely with the Center for Nutrition Policy Promotion on how to best incorporate the latest version of the dietary guidelines that were recently released for public comment into the suite of tools that surround the MyPyramid website. That's going to be a big effort that we've been working on for a while, but one that has great value not just to, you know, benefit recipients, but to just about everybody who wants to learn how to eat healthier. So we're very excited about that. You know, then when you talk about priorities, a priority that I always have, you know, that sort of goes across everything we do in IT is just to be even more customer focused than we already are. We've made a lot of great strides in how we serve our customers over the past couple of years, but like anything, we can always do better. And there's always an opportunity to provide one of our internal customers a better experience. And I really believe that if I can prove to the agency that when they call IT because their computer doesn't work or their printer doesn't work or they have a problem with their phone, and we are able to provide them a pleasant experience during a time where they might be very frustrated, well, when it comes time to work with us on some other IT issue, they're not going to be hesitant to call us if they have some other need that we might be able to help with. They're going to pick up the phone and call us because they like to work with us, and they know that we care about them and we care about their ability to do their work, and we're very focused on our customer and getting them back to doing their job, serving needy people, helping them eat better. And it just creates a sense that we're connected to the rest of the agency. So I always focus a lot on customer service and talk to my staff about it incessantly. I really believe there's a connection between how well we serve them and how willing they are to work with us when other IT needs arise.
Now, it sounds like your plate is hugely full. And let me back up a little bit and start with some specific things here. You talked about moving the data center to maybe the enterprise data center for certain applications, certain networks. When's that going to happen? You said results in 2011. So are you in the middle of it? Or are you just getting started?
Yeah, we're working on it now. Obviously, we don't consolidate data centers lightly. There's lots of planning. And we're currently working closely with the USDA team on the best way to move a few of our systems to one of the USDA data centers. And we have to time these things just right. So we're not doing it too close to the beginning or the end of a fiscal year. And it's an opportunity to upgrade some hardware, to think about maybe an operating system upgrade or some other systems changes. So we want to be smart about how we approach this and package these changes together in a way that is going to be successful. But at the same time, it's a good time to think about how we might improve a system.
Now, is this something that's going to be done by USDA? Do you foresee a contract, or is it something that USDA, the big department, already has under contract, and Food and Nutrition Service will kind of jump on that vehicle?
We're going to be working with the USDA team at NITC on this, and they have a staff there that's focused on helping agencies migrate to their data centers. At the same time, these systems that we're migrating are some of them are supported by contractors presently. We're going to be engaging the contractors that we're working with on these systems to support those consolidation and enhancement efforts. I don't foresee a separate contract that will have strictly focused on data center consolidation at this point.
And speaking of the other interesting thing that you talked about was the system to kind of oversee the EBT transfers for the SNAP program. Sounds fascinating. I mean, the use of GIS, the use of more robust monitoring. How far into that project are you?
No, we've been working on this for quite some time, actually. We had a project kickoff towards the end of last fiscal year, and we've been working throughout this year. We'll be working into 2011, rolling out these, the next version of this system. So it's that project is ongoing, and all signs appear very positive at this point that we're going to be able to do better than we're doing today. We're already doing pretty well, but we always want to see what we can do to make things better. And again, all signs look pretty positive that we're going to achieve that with the next generation of the system.
And obviously there's a big push from OMB, from this administration, about waste, fraud, and abuse. There's a big announcement that happened a few weeks ago by the vice president about this. Mm-hmm. So I think that whatever you guys are doing, because obviously you guys are one of the poster childs in a good way for how to oversee and improve, limit the waste, fraud, and abuse, I think that's going to be a lot of attention.
Yeah, I think this system has gotten attention. We'll get more attention. People are very interested in what we're doing. And I think we'll have a very good story to tell when it's done.
All right, very good. I'm going to follow up with you on that. I'm going to make a note and bug you about it in the future.
More than welcome to.
So you mentioned the dietary guidelines mm-hmm. and the pyramid website. And you also are working a lot with the First Lady on her Get Up and Move campaign or the child obesity campaign. Can you talk a little bit about how those two things
together? Thanks for bringing that up. We have a very exciting project going on that is in line with the First Lady's Let's Move initiative. We've been working very closely with Anish Chopra and his office on this. It's called Apps for Healthy Kids. It's a competition where we're encouraging people to download the nutrition data sets that we've posted on data.gov and develop games that kids can play to help them learn how to eat better. We've had this competition going on for a few months now. If anyone's interested, you can head to appsforhealthykids.com. And if you go to the Apps for Healthy Kids com website, you'll see some of the submissions that we've already received. We'll have a panel judge these over the summer and, you know, announce winners in the late summer, early fall.
All right, and we will link to that website on our Ask the CIO page on federalnewsradio.com.
Excellent.
As well. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll talk some more. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Jonathan Albaum, the Food and Nutrition Service Chief Information Officer.
Data is exploding in growth, usage, and retention. Count on it, and count on Vion to manage your organization through that change. Vion's file service solutions allow you to manage all platforms with an integrated management approach. This enables you to consolidate, protect, search, and archive unstructured data. With powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion will help you regain control of your IT environment. To learn more about Vion's file services, visit Vion.com. That's Vion.com. When it comes to your company's disaster recovery, business continuity, and virtualization plans, ask the experts. Vion Corporation. With a 29-year track record in assured computing, Vion puts customer needs first as a hardware and systems integrator. With a team of dedicated engineers and powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion's customers know their data is protected, secure, and recoverable. Visit Vion.com to learn more about high-performance network-attached storage and content archiving. That's Vion.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Jonathan Albaum, the Food and Nutrition Service at the USDA Chief Information Officer. Now, Jonathan, before break, we talked a lot about your priorities, the data center consolidation. We talked a lot about the work you're doing with the My Pyramid website and the First Lady's child obesity effort. One of the things that I'm sure all of this plays into is your work with USDA from a department level, a lot of enterprise-wide apps. You have single sign-on coming around, for instance, HSPD-12 and cards. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit how your relationship works with USDA CIO Chris Smith in terms of planning, governance, things like that.
As I mentioned, we're working closely with Chris and his team on the best way to consolidate our systems in the USDA enterprise data centers and different security initiatives. But from a planning and governance perspective, you know, I found it very important to make sure that I'm working closely with his office so they have an idea of what we're doing and we're planning. To the extent that they know what we want to do and what systems and tools are going to make our agency better, when we go to them and talk about something we're going to do, they're not surprised by it. It's easy to get their concurrence, and it's really not a challenge. And they can also, you know, point other agencies to us or point us to another agency who might be doing something similar, and there might be an opportunity to collaborate. You know, I think Chris has done a nice job of engaging the different agency CIOs through the CIO Advisory Council or regular IT leadership meetings. So we kind of have a sense of where each other agency is and different things that are important to the other CIOs. We have a nice little community of USDA CIOs at this point to share with.
I caught up with Chris a number of months ago on this show, and I know a lot of enterprise-wide planning coming. Again, I mentioned the single sign-on. I mentioned the use of HSPD-12 cards for logical access. I imagine that planning is so important.
Yeah, and absolutely. These topics, these things are so challenging. No organization is going to be able to do them on their own. And, you know, we need to be able to work very closely together, and we need to be able to communicate well about what challenges we're having at the agency level and help the department understand, you know, how the agency is impacted. And again, the agency has to continue to operate. So to the extent that there's some trade-offs or there's an opportunity to have that dialogue, I think we all can be a lot more successful. I know that's very important to Chris.
I want to jump forward a little bit because I know some of the things that Chris is doing on the agency-wide level, you're probably also doing on your bureau level. Some of the buzzwords around cloud computing, Web 2.0, thin clients, other cutting or leading edge technologies. How are you guys implementing that at the Food and Nutrition Service?
If you want to think about something like cloud computing, I mean, I know it's buzzword, and you know, people will, you know, there's going to be pros and there's going to be cons, evangelists and whatnot. But I mean, I think it has a lot of potential. We can cut down on our having to build these servers and, you know, create this infrastructure to run our applications if we can leverage something the department has or another organization has, you know, conceptually. I mean, it's going to make my job easier, and it's going to help me be less focused on operations, you know, because we are kind of outsourcing that factor. And we have actually a good story, I think, around a recent application in cloud computing. We recently added a cool function to our website where people that are interested can go to the FNS website and go to the SNAP supplemental nutrition assistance program page, and then use a tool we've developed to find all the retailers in a particular zip code or near an address that take SNAP benefits. So we're actually, you know, it's a pretty complicated GIS solution, and there's lots of data involved. And instead of building the infrastructure to run this, we're running it in the Amazon cloud. So we were able to put it up there very quickly. We didn't have to create the environment. We didn't have to procure the servers. We were just buying a service from Amazon, and it seems to be working very well. I think it's a good model that, you know, we might follow again, or other agencies can follow, to put up to host a fairly complex solution, but in a pretty short order.
The interesting thing about this is it's a public-facing site. It has public data on it. So really, your risk from a security standpoint is low, right?
Yeah. We would think that it would be pretty low. So it was a good candidate to be hosted in the cloud, and we were very comfortable with that decision.
Because I know that one of the biggest challenges for all agencies with cloud computing is that security. What do we put in the cloud? But that plays into your decision, I imagine, to a certain extent.
Yeah, it certainly does. And, you know, again, the stars kind of have to align. And I don't think that cloud computing is going to solve every problem that every CIO has, but it's a tool that, you know, I think we need to consider as we're evaluating different solutions.
All right, very nice. I'm going to jump forward to vendors, because a lot of vendors listen to our show. They're always interested in doing business with you and every other CIO in the government. So talk about, what do you want vendors to know about working with the Food and Nutrition Service?
I spend some time as a vendor, and I, you know, kind of think about things sometimes how a vendor might think about them, but now I can think about them how, you know, an agency CIO will think about them. And when I meet with vendors, and, you know, I do from time to time sit down and have meetings with different organizations, I am always a lot more engaged when it's not the standard corporate capabilities presentation. You know, I'm sure if you're here talking with me and you're doing work in the government, you're doing good work. Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be in business. And I'm much more interested, though, when I sit down in one of those meetings and the person I'm speaking with has done some research on our programs, understands how the agency works and what we're very focused on, and they've come with some ideas about how we might be able to use technology to improve the agency's mission, help meet the mission. And those are always more engaging conversations, and you leave those conversations with some ideas that maybe one day turn into business opportunities for the vendor community. But I find those meetings to be very interesting, and, you know, I would encourage anybody who wants to do work at FNS to think about how they might be able to help us run the programs better, how we can use technology to make the programs more efficient.
I think that's really helpful, because a lot of times vendors want to meet, they want to tell you all about how great they are, but they really don't understand how you want them to present it and what you need from them, and I think that's helpful. We are almost out of time, but before I let you go, I always like to talk about your background. You mentioned that you started as maybe the deputy CIO at Food and Nutrition Service. You also had worked in industry. So give us a little bit of your background. How long have you been at the Food and Nutrition Service? Where else have you worked, in government or out of government?
FNS is the only government agency that I've worked at. I joined FNS about 3.5 years ago as a deputy CIO, and became the acting CIO in about a year and a half later, and became the CIO in March of 2009. Prior to FNS, I was in the vendor community. I first worked at a really large IT consulting organization, you know, building systems, working on different projects, not in government, more of a commercial space. And I moved to a small business doing the same kind of work, but eventually found my way into more government contracting. But again, it was all application development, project management, program management focus, and that was sort of my upbringing, you know, prior to coming to the government.
Very nice. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today was Jonathan Albaum, the Food and Nutrition Service Chief Information Officer. Jonathan, thanks again for taking the time to join us.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Vion Corporation on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Ask the CIO Thursday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM WFED, your source for federal news now.